good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Alyssa Long with some of the headlines that are now in the news on this Thursday. President Bush meets with General David Petraeus and the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, today. They're expected to recommend freezing troop levels in Iraq for 45 days. That would allow the military to assess whether the security situation would allow for more troop reductions. Later this morning, President Bush is scheduled to give a speech where he is expected to endorse this plan. More than 900 American airline flights canceled today, and more cancellations, they're expected tomorrow. American hopes to return to normal by Saturday, but it depends on how quickly wiring is inspected and fixed. More than 100 planes are still being looked at. A cell phone video camera captured an attack on a high school teacher inside the classroom. It happened Friday in Baltimore. Now, the teacher says a female student attacked her when she told her to sit down and behave. The girl's friends, you can hear them cheering her on. The video showed up on MySpace. School police say they're now looking at that attack. Check out this video of a wild cop chase. Some unbelievable twists and turns. Police say the suspects ditched the stolen SUV when they ran over the spike in the road. They say the three men then carjacked a landscaping truck with some workers in it. And then they guess what? Hit the road again. They lost control. They crashed, took off running. And here you see seconds later, officers that were on motorcycles grab the guys. Well, you could start getting emergency alerts from the government on your cell phone. Yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission approved a new system to send text messages for three types of emergencies: disasters, such as terrorist attacks, imminent threats like severe weather or university shootings, and Amber Alerts. Most major cell phone providers say they will sign on. Now, you can opt out if you'd like to. The service could start by 2010. And you're up to date to find out much more on these stories or other news of the day. Remember, you can log on to CNN.com. Of course, you can tune into CNN Television. Or if you happen to be on the go, don't forget about using your cell phone and relying on CNN.com updates.